Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, before we get into PMI, Katie is insistent that she tells a funny story.
Okay, well, here's the thing. So I, last week, was on Instagram, and you know that sometimes, I don't know, I've been single for a really long time, so there are moments where I feel lonely, and I feel like my phone knows that. So I'm scrolling on Instagram, and all of a sudden, an ad pops up that says, "We will sketch your soulmate for $1. Like, I got a dollar. I want to see what he looks like.
Hold on. Right? It's an ad?
Yes. It's an ad that says, "I will sketch your soulmate for $1. And I was, what could I lose? Well, I mean, what could go wrong
if I pay $1? Let me give you my credit card number.
Exactly, Jeremy. That's kind of it. So it says that, you know, you just put in your credit card information, and in less than 24 hours, you will have a sketch of your soulmate in your inbox. And I was like, done. Done. Here's my credit card, waiting for my sketch. I'm so excited. 24 hours later comes, and I am not, like, I have the emails from the place that says, "We've received your info. Your sketch is in progress. Like, we need to ask the universe." Like, it's all, like, telling me things like that, right? Like, "We're getting your vibes now, and your sketch is in progress." Like, it's all of that. Gosh. And I am so excited to get this sketch. And then I go, and I'm trying to look at what I actually just did with my credit card. And apparently what I had done was I enrolled in a subscription for $15 a week for like a just horoscope thing.
Hey.
Just a random horoscope thing. So now I'm getting all of these emails about like how my life is going to be today. And it's kind of funny because it's very, never does it tell me something wrong is going to happen. It's like, you know, your day looks really good. Like work-life balance is great. You have a positive attitude. I'm like, I always have a positive attitude.
Did you get one for this morning?
I did. I actually screenshotted it because
tell me what it says for your $15 a week.
For my, a week. Did you hear that part? That it's $15? A week? I just saw the dollar, my dude. I was like,
you didn't read the little disclaimer down at the bottom?
Yes, please. So, it said that profession, work feels more stable today. You can finally check off a few important tasks. Colleagues notice your focus and steady approach. You may be asked for advice or help on a project.
Doubt it.
Which adds to your confidence. New responsibilities could come your way. I hope not. But you'll handle them easily if you stay organized. So, yeah, this is mine for today, but it's all.
Well, you hate new responsibilities, first of all.
That's why I was like, I don't want that. Like, don't tell me that. But it definitely went into a lot of different positive aspects of my life. But the funny part is I didn't know it was charging me $15 until yesterday when I saw a $15 charge on my card. And I was like, what the heck is that? And so I go back and look and I see that they are going to charge me $15 a week. So I immediately cancel this subscription. I like the horoscope, but I can go find that anywhere, right?
I'll make one up for you for $10 a week.
Thank you. But the kicker to all of this is I have not received the sketch.
Where's the sketch? Where's the sketch?
The whole reason I did it is because I was going to get a sketch of my soulmate for $1.
Were you?
You know what? I really just want to know what he looks like, Josh. Like, if I've got to go find him, that's one thing.
This but company won't know.
I could have a heads up on what the guy looks like. That would be great. But yeah, I did not get a sketch of my soulmate for $1. And that's the end of that story. But they did charge me $15.
Here, there's a sketch for you.
I did get charged $15.
You like that?
That looks like her soulmate.
Well, I can't marry him. Come
Look
on.
You've got two of those right now.
Oh, yeah, you'll only know if you're streaming online what I
you
drew.
You live and you learn.
Gosh.
This is so you, though. Like, you
Oh, I know.
This is so you and money.
It's so sad.
And
this
is what it is. You know what, though? They didn't get me for the whole month, Josh. They got me for
one week.
So you don't get refunded, though. They're probably going to give you the rest of the month and then stop.
No, it's weekly, well, so they'll give her the rest of the week.
My subscription is good through the end of the week, and I can go and look at my horoscopes.
Crazy.
And I may go ask them for that sketch, though. Like, I may send them an email.
You
like,
should, because I do want to see the sketch.
The whole reason I did this was so I could see what my soulmate looked like.
They call it a sketch because this website is sketchy.
Okay, thank you.
Why?
Sus.
Oh my gosh.
Super sus.
I can't believe
it. Skibbity
sus.
Ask us first. Even if you're lonely. Send us a text.
Shoot a screenshot to us.
Honestly, I thought I could just come in with my sketch of my soulmate and you guys would be proud of me.
Like, can we post this on social?
So there's that.
Well, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
No idea what he looks like.
Bless your heart.
Katie. You poor thing.
And side note, Katie hates new responsibilities. Like, truly.
No, I don't hate them. Not what I want to hear. Like, wait a minute.
I think we've had meetings over new responsibilities, and you don't
actually
want to do.
That's the only time I've seen Katie get mad, actually.
Okay.
I'm not doing it!
I think I have enough responsibilities.
I'm overwhelmed. Inside jokes. Okay. So we've got PMI right now, a positive, a minus, which I think we already covered.
Hey!
And something interesting. No, all goofing aside, who's got the pee today?
I got the pee today, and I'm going to tell you a little-known story of a man that you guys probably have never heard of, who briefly became the richest man in the world. The anniversary just passed of a one Chris Reynolds, who is a PayPal user, who for about 15 minutes was the richest man in the world by far when a glitch in PayPal happened and he requested some money to be sent over through PayPal, and they sent him $92 quadrillion.
Oh my
so that
God.
Is
how many zeros?
92 with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 commas. Okay, so five
commas.
Not even zeros. I'm not going to count all the zeros, but $92 quadrillion.
It's a one followed by 15 zeros.
That is unbelievable.
That's insane.
So not a one, 92. And for a short time, Reynolds technically held the title for wealthiest person on earth, surpassing the total wealth of the entire world. Okay? So the world isn't even worth that much. He actually was the good Samaritan who did contact PayPal, probably because he just didn't want to get in trouble, which I would like to say that I would also contact PayPal. I don't know if I actually would.
I'd wait for them to get at me, I think.
I would probably buy a few things and be like, they'll catch
you. No, you don't do that. You'll go to jail.
I know, I know.
I hope his credit at least got a little boost out of it, though. Like, something.
I don't know.
He's like
850
now. He's like, nice.
So he was initially shocked, he said, and he did report the mistake to PayPal. And PayPal actually made a large donation to the charity of Reynolds' choosing. The donation and the charity was not disclosed. It was a private interaction between Reynolds and PayPal. He did not obviously get to keep the money because, again, the wealth far surpassed the entire world. So he was not able to do that. But they did make a nice little charitable donation. But that's kind of a cool party opener. Like, hey, were you ever the richest people in the entire world? I actually was. That's pretty cool. So shout out to Chris Reynolds. It was the anniversary of him becoming the richest man in the world for about 15 minutes.
That's pretty neat.
Did PayPal give him any money or just the charitable contribution?
Just the donation.
Oh, man.
That's okay.
Yeah, he didn't.
He didn't do anything.
He got told he was way richer than Elon and Bill.
Everybody has their go-to brag, and this is the go-to brag for this guy.
Absolutely.
Sitting at a bar, you know, shooting the you-know-what.
He's
like,
got
this
a few
go-to
beers
brag.
In hand. He's like, hey, were you
Let me tell you what.
Richest man in the world? Because I was.
15 zeros. What do you think that looks like?
Holla at you.
It's insane.
That's so much.
Five commas in his bank account.
Come on.
All right, I got the minus. A Michelin-starred chef has created a burger. I'm wondering if you guys would take a bite out of this one. Alice Ostan, it looks like. A renowned chef and animal lover. She made a burger made out of cat food.
Ew, what? Oh.
Cat food. I guess she's worked with this London-based cat food company called Catkin for a while. She's like, what can my next concoction be? So she took the cat food mix, which is the wet mix, formed it into a little patty, coated it in the panko breadcrumbs before throwing it on the grill. And the air fryer, I don't know what she put it on. Anyway, she smothered the burger in creamy ricotta, Parmesan cheese, a lemon spread, and smoky bacon jam. I guess it's made its way into a restaurant menu.
No.
And they're doing it for like
That's what I was gonna
a half an hour every night. Oh, check that. They're doing 12 burgers each night that are only served for a half an hour, 5:30 to 6 p.m. at her restaurant. No substitutions allowed, so you have to get it as is. What's the sign on that? Hairball?
Yeah. That just makes me wonder what else she's put in her in her food that she makes without telling people.
But again, it's like just, if it's safe for a pet to eat, it's fine for you. It's just probably a little more bland. It's just meat.
And the gravy and everything.
It's leftover meat.
You know, you hear of people who actually eat cat food.
Yeah, but it's usually not the choice parts of the meat that you
eat. Yeah, but you fry it and throw some stuff with it and put some cheese on it.
Did it say what kind of cat food it was? Like, was it beef flavored chicken, seafood?
Let's see the article up. It looks like a chicken.
She's like, it's
if
liver.
I were to guess, it looks
liver.
Like a chicken.
If I were to guess.
If I were to guess, it doesn't say that.
Chicken,
funny.
Katie, would you eat it?
I don't think so. I really don't. Like, that's one chicken I won't touch.
No.
The drizzle was cucumber and hot honey.
Okay,
I do
now,
like
May,
hot
now
honey,
I know.
Though. I'm not
right
gonna lie.
Now we're like,
dang
wait
it.
A second.
These guys are over the pond, right?
Yeah.
There's
the
a picture, of her dumping it into the bowl, and it says "cluck" by Katkin, so it's probably chicken.
That makes sense. That's
why
I would eat that.
Hey, why not? I've seen some of the stuff Katie eats from 7-Eleven. So.
Hey.
Why not?
I mean, you're
I guess that's so
right
I'm not
here.
Too far off.
We're
those
complaining
gas station
about
burritos.
That. Yeah, we're complaining about that, and yet we've all eaten a hot dog before.
Yeah.
We don't know what the heck is in there.
I went and got gas yesterday at a 7-Eleven, and I went in and got myself a Big Gulp.
Did you?
I was like, why not? I haven't had soda in forever. As I was standing there in line, I was looking at the hot dogs, because they got them right there by the register.
Yeah.
Like the taquitos and the hot dog, and it was like $2. And I was like, do
tempting.
I?
Did
do
you?
I? I didn't.
Oh, what soda did you get?
I got cherry coke. It just hits.
So good.
It hits from 7-Eleven. It's so good, you guys. All right, what's the interesting?
This one, we're going to do a local Colorado family. So they were doing some research on their own history. Mike Cummins. Excuse
Gross.
Me.
Sick.
Stop. He was Yuck. Helping his daughter plan their wedding.
Hairball.
And he uncovered a historic milestone, the first recorded marriage in Aspen. It was from his own family tree. So what he did, he actually requested a copy of his great-great-grandparents' marriage certificate from the Pitkin County Clerk and Recorder's Office. And Hannah Vaughn and William Crane's May 16th, 1882 wedding was the first to be officially recorded in Aspen. How neat is that?
Aww. The odds. That's kind of neat.
What a bougie family.
So, back in 1882.
And in Aspen, you're right, of all the places.
Yeah.
But it
That's
just
right
got
after
me
Colorado
thinking.
Colorado became a state, too. Yeah.
And it just got me thinking about just how many of these, like, your family's been here for forever, Jer. I wonder what kind of things you could uncover with your family history. And I know, Josh, you have quite a few family members spread across the
we have
state
the license
and country.
Plate. Yeah, we have the license plate that says we've been here for 100 years in Colorado.
Wow.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine digging into it and finding that, like, cousins were marrying cousins.
Oh, no.
Yep. That's the stuff you don't want to find out.
Dads
but...
were marrying daughters. Moms were marrying sons.
Jeez.
Why don't you dig into that, Josh?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Just because my family's been here 100 years.
Dig into it.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff's happened in 100 years, buddy.
Oh. How long has your family been here, Jeremy?
I don't know. About 10 years.
Oh, yeah. 10 years. All right, well, a neat part in history nonetheless. And
no
I do
cousin
believe,
love in my family.
I do believe they're going to make this a special thing during the daughter's wedding where
That's
they pay
cute.
Homage to the great-great-grandparents who, again,
horse
have the
and
first
buggy
going to
ride them up.
Marriage.
There you
right?
go.
Something
yeah.
special. Something
all the pictures
special.
Are in black and white.
But
wearing old prospector outfits.
Exactly.
And got my pickaxe. There you go.
Yes,
eating hardtack. It'll be a great wedding.
Cat food, yeah.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. Shopify.co.uk/try.